WHTC News Time is 8:20. The segment is Random Ramblings. Diane Lowe is here with us this morning from Indian Trail Farms. Diane, things are super cold, but happy to see that you made it in safely this morning and sufficiently thawed out this morning. How are you?
I am well. The roads are good, so easy traveling.
So we've got an interesting segment this morning, a segment that you told me off the air that even I would want to know about. What goes on a day-to-day basis at your farm?
Correct. A couple of years ago, I did this. I took a date, and it happens to be the 13th, which is tomorrow, but it was 2 years ago, and I collected all the information that happened on our farm that day.
Mm-hmm.
So here goes.
Okay.
We milked 700 cows three times a day, and that took 23 hours.
Wow.
And over the course of 24 hours, there were eight people that milked and scraped for a cumulative of 75.5 hours. And I was unable to divide the milking from the scraping. And what we do is we scrape the alleys with the skid loaders, and we walk the alleyways, and we rake the free stalls by hand. And that's an individual pen that the cows sleep in. And they have rubber mattresses with shavings. And then we scrape the manure out of there and fluff up the shavings for them.
Okay.
And then the 700 cows that were milked in the parlor, we have a double 12. So these cows come in and...
Double 12, I'm sorry, what's that?
A double 12 herring bone means 12 cows on each side of this parlor are being milked. They are creatures of habit. The milkers will... Well, these cows always... Some of them come into the exact same place at the exact same time, which seems impossible, but this is how they like to do things. What we do is we wipe off the udder and sanitize it, and they wait 45 seconds for it to kill any bacteria. And then they're wiped off, and then the milking machines are put on. After they're done being milked, they're dipped again, and that helps prevent bacteria from entering into the udder while they're eating and sleeping. And we use about 500 microfiber towels that we're continually to wash and dry all day long. We have a segregated pen for cows who milk can't be sold, and a total separate milking parlor for milking them. Like, these are cows that have had to have medication because they were sick or they just had calves. And on the 13th, we happened to have 15 in this pen, which were milked three times. And that added 4.5 hours of milking time, and that brings the total milking scraping man hours up to 80 hours. So then from there, we have a person who feeds cows. And one person spent 10.25 hours feeding the cows. Mm. We have a total mixed ration, which is a special recipe for each group of cows. One person spent 11 hours hauling manure that day. We have to be really careful that we don't saturate our fields. 2 hours were spent taking one cow to the slaughterhouse that day. It took 2.25 hours to pump the milk from our bulk tank. Our bulk tank holds 6,000 pounds of milk. There's five of us that are certified to pump the milk into the milk tanker.
Mind if I come tap a little bit out of that?
You sure can. 20 man hours were spent repairing and maintaining stuff on the farm that day. 10.5 hours were spent feeding and caring for calves. We had four calves born that day, two girls, two boys. We averaged three to four calves each day. 18.5 hours were dedicated to veterinarian issues, and we have a whole program with that. On the 13th, we had three cows bred. I spent 4 hours in the office. So that day we had 59,612 pounds of milk that was shipped, which means 6,931 gallons of milk. And all that work that was accomplished in that 24 hours, all added up, came to 141.5 man hours.
Wow. During one day?
During one day.
So you're pretty much a day and a half.
Almost, you combine all the hours that went into it. That's how much, and that was just on the 13th. That has nothing to do with field work or anything like that.
That's
if we would have done that in the summer or spring, it probably would have been a lot more.
I need to come out and see it. Diane Lowe from Indian Trails Farm. Diane, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's actually pretty fascinating.
And you can read about it at afarmwife.com or go to a Farm Wife Facebook page. It's posted there, and it's